Yevamos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Abo Achim. Continue another idea that we had in Perek Beis with Cheshbon in different cases with different brothers married to different wives. We have four brothers this time. Shnayim mehem nesu and shtei achoyos. We have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, four brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to shtei achoyos and married to Rachel and Leah. Umesu and nesu esu achoyos. Nebuch Reuven and Shimon died. Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. So now, based on ideas that we learned in Perek Beis, what happens is Levi and Yehuda both have a problematic relationship with these two women. Both of them are skukim to both of them. Both of them are achoyz kukosoy. And with both of them, Emel, the din is that choletzas v'lemis yavemis. That part we know. We've learned that in Perek Beis. The chiddush that's nitoisiv over here in this din is the next line. Vim kodmu v'kontsu yoytziu. And that's fakir to what the Mishnah that we had twice in Perek Beis. Over there it said kodmu v'kontsu ein moytziu. Why over here, yeah? So the Gemara's masbir then Perek Beis, we're talking about svekois. So there's a sofik, which one is the zukuko, which one is not. A sofik poga b'achoyz kukosoy, now that he marries the woman who's a sofik achoyz kukosoy, since only a sofik and zukuko is only midrabanon, so the halacha is that, no, it's only a lechatchila b'dievet if he married her, faket, that's mafkir the zika from the sister. Mashenkin over here, we're talking about the shnaimem nisun shtei achoyz, it's a vaday that he was poga b'achoyz kukosoy. B'chiyah gavna we're makbid. And over there, we see him as being married l'achoyz kukosoy, even though now she's not achoyz kukosoy anymore. As soon as he married one, the other one, Zika, fell off. It's achoyz ishtish, she's a proper erva. I feel like we see it still as achoyz kukosoy, the halacha is yetziu. Reb Lezer Oymer, this is the Tanakama, had this stomach of the Mishnah of it being a halacha of yetziu. Reb Lezer had it as a machloikis. Reb Lezer Oymer, Beshamay Oymerim Yikaimu. Beisil is the machmir over here that holds yoytziu, and Beishama is the makel. It's a little bit atypical in Mishnah. A stom of the Mishnah, and then a tana saying machlekes Beishama Beisil. Also, Beishama is the makel, which is not the usual. So the Gemara brings a braisa where Abishol holds not like a Belezer, and he holds no. And that's l'chayr the pshat and the reisha. The reason why the Mishnah says yotziu is because Abishol's version of the machlokes Beishamai Beisil is that Beishamai holds yotziu. U'beisil lo'im yukaimu. And on that, Rebbe Elazar says, no, Beishamai is the one who holds yukaimu. Beisil holds yotziu. And that's the why we paskin yotziu. That means the stomach of the Mishnah is yotziu geboit on the psak alocha Beisil, who happens to be the machmir. And Abishol holds not the way Beisil is the maker. You have to pass on Beisil. So our mission is going to Belezer, not with Abishol. Now here there's an important point to mention from the Gemara. It's not Mufurish in the Mishnah. It's Meduik, maybe in Mishnais later on. But let's add an extra knetch to the Cheshbonis that we just said. We just said Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, are married to Rachel and Leah. The Arba Achen over here is that Levi and Yehuda are the two Yovams, potential Yovams. And they can't be Miyam because of Poga B'Achoyz Kukosoy, like we just explained. What happens, let's say, Reuven and Shimon were married to two sisters, and Reuven died first, and obviously his wife falls to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and only then Shimon dies. Shimon, at that point, of course, when Reuven died first, Shimon, of course, couldn't be Miyabim because Achoyz Ishta, he's married to the other sister. But Levi and Yehuda have no problem being Miyabim. Rachel, who's Ashes Reuven, was a perfectly muteres dika zekuka to Levi and Yehuda. Now Shimon dies, and Levi and Yehuda now have a problem taking in being Miyabim Ashes Reuven because Ashes Shimon is now zekuka, so both of them are Achoyz Kukosam. What happens if Ashes Shimon would die now? The halacha would be that Ashes Reuven goes back to her original state. Remember that every relationship of Achoyz Ishta is not lonetzach. If one of the sisters dies, then that relationship is off. It's only erva that la'acham mois, the sibas erva, the heter is back. A father-in-law, a mother-in-law, doesn't make a difference if the person's wife died. It still blibes a father-in-law legavi hilchos arayos, and so on. A sister-in-law, one is not allowed to marry their wife's sister, but after their wife dies, they're allowed to marry their wife's sister. So Levi and Yehuda had a problem marrying Rochel Ashes Reuven, but But if you think about it, if Eshes Shimon, Leah, dies, now she's back in a situation where she's kukosam without being achos kukosam. This is what we call in Yevama's Dika terminology, Yevama, Shehutra, Vinesra, V'chozra le'teru harishoin. The halach is that she's chozeres le'teru harishoin. That means, since b'shas nefila rishoina, it was chaladin that she was muteres liyabim, even though there was an interim period where she was achos kukosah to Levi and Yehuda, her two brothers-in-law, at the point where she goes back, where her sister Leah died, and she goes back to a state of being a zakuka without being achos kukosah, they could take her back. Now, this l'chor is at odds with the klal that's called Nesra. Kivan shenesra sho achas, shuv ein bo heter. In Yibum, if b'shas nefila, a woman is not roy, l'moshel, let's say it's achos ishtoi. A woman's nevels, two brothers are married to two, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and the Reuven died, his sister is nefelas to Shimon. Shimon, of course, can be miyamer because achos ishtoi. What happens if Shimon's wife dies? Doesn't have a heter to Yibum. Since b'shas nefila, he didn't have a heter, kivin shenesra sho achas, shuv nesra ilomis. So l'chor, this is no different. So Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara have a machlokes whether we say Nesra Shoachas, Nesra Elamis, even when the starting point was Be'etzem with a Heter, there was only an interim period of Isser. Is Nesra only when Nesra was B'shas Nefilo, or Nesra is even if by the interim period there was a Nesra? That's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We paskin that Aloch ish is Chezeres Leheteru Harishon. There's a lot to say about the sugya. It's a sugya that all of Rabbi Seinu are done by him, but just for the Yediya and the Cheshbon. Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph. Hoysa achas mem asur ala echod iser ervo. Here we get another knetch. In the case that we just described of the four brothers, two of whom are married to two sisters, and then they died in their mapil nishoisem lifnei Levi v'Yehuda. L'chayra Levi and Yehuda both have a problem that each one of the women is achos kukosam, and that would preclude being miyabim each one. But what happens if Levi has another relationship with one of the two women? Not only is she yevimtoi, she's kukose with Eshes Reuven, she's also achos kukose, which is why he can't be miyabim her. She also has another relationship, that she's his daughter. Reuven and Shimon married sisters. They were sisters from their mother. Reuven's wife is the daughter of Levi. Or if you want to say it easier, you'll say it the way the Mepharshim say it. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven's wife, Rachel, is the mother-in-law of Levi. Levi married, Levi's a much younger brother, which is why Reuven and Shimon died first, the natural way. Is Reuven and Shimon died, they were much older. Levi and Yehuda were much younger. Levi is married to a daughter of his sister-in-law. So when his sister-in-law is nefelos to him, she's not, because it's chamoisei. So Mel, there's no zika at all between Levi and Eshes Reuven. So now Levi has no problem being miyab and Eshes Shimon. Not achos kukosai. Don't state on the Mishnah. If she's asur alo echod isur erva osur bo, of course, umuter b'achoyser. It's not achoyser kukosa. It would be achoyser kukosa if not for the chamoyser relationship, but now there's no problem. V'asheni osur b'shtem. Yehuda doesn't have that luxury, because Yehuda has a relationship with the two sisters, and the two sisters, each one is achoyser kukosa. See, he still has the problem. And now we have to add another knetch, which goes back to what we discussed at the end of Mishnah Aleph, and that is, so Levi, who's also the son-in-law of Eshes Reuven, is allowed to be miyabim Eshes Yehuda, because there's no problem with achos kukosai. Let's say now he's miyabim Leah, who's not his mother-in-law. He's miyabim Leah, who's just achos ishtoi. She's not achos kukosai. He's miyabim Leah. Now what happens to Yehuda? Once he's miyabim Leah, the zika is poka. Zika is only existent only in a woman who's oimedes lehisyabim. Zika does not exist once the woman is married, because it's nasis kishta lechaldover. So Leah, the wife of Shimon, is now married biyibum. It's nasis kishta of Levi. That's mafkir the zika to Yehuda from from Leah, and now Rachel, who was problematic for Levi because it was his shviger, is now perfectly fine with Yehuda. There's only one little problem. Since Bishas Nefila, she was Asura, Kivan she Nesra Shah Achas, Shuv Nesra Lomas. The din Nesra kicks in. Nesra says that if Bishas Nefila, she was Achos Kukosoi, on a Durabonan level, that's Mekalkal the Zikas issues from being Chal for Yibum, and now she's Asura to Lis Yabim. It's as if she was a sister in law of Bishas Yibum, and then later on, one sister died. The halacha would be that since Bishas Nefila, the din Zikal Yibum has to be Bishas Nefila, Nesra Lomas. So over here also, Klape Yehuda, Rachel, was Achos Kukoso, Bishas Nefiloso. Now, if Reuven died before Shimon, and Levi was already Miyabim, so then Levi already was Mafkiazi, because Samamele, Bishas Nefila to Yehuda, Eshes Shimon, Leah was okay. So you could have a case where there's no Nesra, it's not a problem. Alternatively, we had in Perek Beis that there's a tzad of Zika Kiknusa, which would mean that the Zika is as if it's already Kiknusa. Lefi that Shita, which would doich, it's the Shita of Bishaya and Abraisa and the Gemara over there. Lefi that Shita, even by Zika, you would look at the relationship as being already after the Yibum. But we don't paskin that way. So for us, Zika leaves the relationship open. Two women that are sisters are each one is Achos Kukosam. If they were already, if one was already in the Siyabim, the Zika fell off, and then you could see the relationship as now being Roy Bishas Nefila. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. And the last point, of course, that we mentioned Perekah in Mishnah Aleph is what happens if the relationship Bishas Nefila, that is, Reuven died and Bishas Maisa, she was perfectly, Eshes Reuven was perfectly Yibum material to Yehuda, not to Levi, because it's Hishviger, but to Yehuda, yes. And then Shimon died, and Shimon's wife complicated things for Yehuda, because now each one's Achos Kukosam, so now it's Nesra. It was Hutra Bishas Nefila, then it was Nesra. And then Levi, who didn't have a problem with Achos Kukosa because one of them was his shviger, so he married the other one. And that was Mafkir the Zika. And now the second one, or rather the first one, Rachel, who was the shviger of Levi, the former wife of Reuven, sounds almost like Chet Gadya, now doesn't have a problem to Yehuda. That's again our din of Hutra, Bishas Nefila, Nesra, temporarily, and then Chozula Tererishin. That's again, that's the Machloek Samiroim. We paskin that she's Chozul Atera Ho Rishon. One last din, which is also should be obvious once we learned Perek Beis, and that is Issa Mitzvah V'Issa Kedusha. What happens if instead of Levi having a relationship with Rachel Eshes Reuven of his being a Shviger, which is Chayvei Krisus, which means there's no Zika, which means that then the other woman is not Achos Kukosoi? What happens if the Isser that he has is that he's a Kohen Gadol, so it's an Isser Kedusha? What happens if he's a Mamzer, so that's his problem? One of those dinim is getting in the way. Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, where we learned in Perek Beis, there is Zika, Zika Leibim V'Chalitza. Practically speaking, he can't be Miyabim, but the Zika is there, she needs Chalitza. That, of course, being that there's a Zika, would not define the two women as not being Achos Kukosam. It's only where one of them, Rachel, was a complete erva to Levi, so then Leah, her sister, is not Achos Kukosam. But where there is Zikas, even the Chalitza, even if one of them, Befoil, can't be Nisiabim, Minat Misibet Stodis, at the end of the day, the two of them have a relationship of Zika slash issues with both brothers, with Levi and Yehuda, for both of them, Achos Kukosam. So there the halacha would be, chaletzes flemis yabemis. That's the same as if there was no yachas of erva. So these are some of the cheshbonis, and mitzvah Hashem, the cheshbonis will continue going forward.